Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. A community memorial honoring the late Charlie Kirk will be held Tuesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. in Jim Hicks Veterans Memorial Park in Bad Axe, next to the Huron County Courthouse. The event is organized by local pastors from Huron and Sanilac counties and invites attendees to wear red in remembrance. Kirk, a national political figure and founder of Turning Point USA, died last month while speaking in Utah. Pastors from Bad Axe Methodist Church, Lifelong Church, Mercy Hill Church, and Faithway Church will share messages during the service. Local group We the County is also supporting the event. The public is invited to attend and participate in the memorial. And getting around in one Lapeer County community could soon be more entertaining. The village of Elmont is in the process of adopting a proposed off-road vehicle or ORV ordinance. The village police department recommended adopting an ordinance similar to the county's to maintain consistency. It was also noted that Elmont Township is working to adopt the county's ORV regulations as well. The village council discussed the need for local control compared to state law, which currently governs ORV use in the village. During discussion, it was pointed out that the county ordinance does not apply within municipal boundaries unless a council formally adopts it. Factors being considered in drafting the ordinance include the minimum age of drivers, hours of operation, required safety features for visibility, overall safety equipment, and definitions for different types of off-road vehicles. And the story of the Bad Axe Theater began more than a century ago. Construction started in 1915 when it opened on February 21st, 1916. It was built for the Knights of Columbus, hosting live stage performances and community events. Over the years, the theater began showing movies, at first only occasionally. Then, in the 1940s, a fire forced it to close temporarily. But after being rebuilt, it reopened as a full-time movie house while still serving as a gathering place for the Knights. Much of the theater that you don't see still remains original, a hidden reminder of that early 20th century craftsmanship. Ownership has changed hands several times, but since 2004, Mark Rolfe has kept the reel spinning. He hosted local filmmakers, free community movie nights, and even weddings and private events. The theater has long been a cultural anchor in downtown Bad Axe, sometimes quietly, but always vital. But today, the theater faces a serious financial challenge. After the pandemic shutdown and years of declining attendance, made worse by streaming services and fewer new movie releases, and it's in need of help. An $80,000 fundraising goal has been set to cover back mortgage payments, property taxes, and repay funds borrowed from the Longshot Lanes Bowling Center, which has helped keep the theater afloat. Looking ahead, plans are in the works for an annual fundraiser to help the theater stay on solid footing without relying solely on online campaigns. Supporters say Bad Axe can't afford to lose this theater, a living piece of the city's history, and one of the few places where the community can still gather, laugh, and share stories together. And we come back after this Buckley Shoes sponsor message. We'll get to our national and international news.
Do you love a sidewalk sale? Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I'm here to tell you about our sidewalk sale. Shoes are put out on the sidewalk all summer long and into the fall. These are quality shoes that are marked down as much as 60%. We have men's and women's shoes and sandals that are put on these racks simply because there isn't enough room in the store. As we sell these shoes, new styles are put out on the rack weekly. Stop by often and see what we have in your size. Buckley Shoes in downtown Bad Axe.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, police are investigating a high-profile case involving a chemistry scholar with an MPhil accused of turning to bank robbery. Authorities tracked down the suspect after a string of thefts at local banks. Forensic evidence and surveillance footage led to his capture. The case has shocked academic circles and the public alike. Officials urge anyone with information about related incidents to come forward. The incident raises questions about motives behind white-collar crime. And in our international news, China's exports rose at their fastest rate in 6 months in September, beating expectations. Amid U.S.-China trade tensions, China's global shipments increased even as exports to the U.S. dropped 27%. Market analysts interpret the surge as a sign of economic resilience. China credits export growth to investments in manufacturing and supply chain diversification. U.S. officials remain skeptical, citing ongoing tariff battles. Trade negotiations continue behind the scenes. And we've got a local high school student is bringing back a long-lost tradition for Owendale High School, a homecoming football game. What started as a simple conversation has turned into a full community event. The broadcasting correspondent Sydney Sutcliffe has the story.
It all began in a law class at the Huron Area Tech Center, where 17-year-old Lily Patzel was chatting with a classmate, who also happened to be Owendale's quarterback for their football team, when she learned something quite surprising.
Asking about their homecoming, and she was like, no, we haven't had a football game in like 5 years. And I was like, what are you talking about? You don't have like a homecoming like football game? And they were like, no, change it to a volleyball game. And I was like, well, do you want a football game?
That conversation with her classmate sparked an idea. Lily then reached out to Owendale and offered to have her law class form a team to play a friendly exhibition game. And the response was almost immediate.
Honestly, did not expect an answer or even a reply, and I emailed their superintendent.
Now the two teams are preparing for a six-man flag football game, but organizing it hasn't been easy.
So communication has definitely been a kind of step back, just because their superintendent is obviously very busy with what they're doing.
Despite the challenges, Lily says the spirit behind the game is what really matters.
For me, it's more so we can provide them with an experience.
Reporting from the Thumb, I'm Sydney Sutcliffe, Thumb Broadcasting.
In a special homecoming game between the law enforcement class at the HATC and Owendale will take place this Saturday, October 18th at 11 a.m. Get the full news stories, weather, obituaries, and more right here in thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.